Tablet 6. And God said, "Let there be light." Genesis 1:3. God started guiding the lost unit consciousness toward pure consciousness, and he projected his light into the lost universe. Let there be light. And the Word became flesh. Through God's guidance, this unit consciousness, flesh, started to meditate on his consciousness, and little by little, he became aware of the influence of the power of the three gunas over his soul, unit consciousness. Because of their influences, his ego had an elusive feeling of being separated from the rest of the universe, and this would bring a deep awareness of loneliness, unhappiness, and depression to him. He started to meditate on his moods and how the forces of the universe influenced him. He realized that he went from a state of feeling completely separate from the rest of the universe to a state of feeling to be a part of it. When he was separated completely from the rest, a feeling of unhappiness prevailed. But when he felt to be a part of the universe, even to just a small part, belongingness, a happiness was created in him. Through these ups and downs, he started to become more and more aware of these influences over himself. Through a great struggle, he started to understand them. He became familiar with the influences of the three gunas. He understood the differences between them. He realized that when the tamaguna prevailed, a great feeling of separation and unhappiness came to him. When the sattvaguna was dominant, that crude feeling lessened, and it was replaced by happiness and release. With meditating on the tamaguna and understanding how it works, little by little, you started to master this force and its influences. Eventually, he came to a higher consciousness and started to realize his soul on a deeper level.